What is up, everyone? Welcome back to my channel, the number one place for new coaches, content creators, and entrepreneurs. In today's video, I want to dive right into Instagram bios. And the reason for this is because Instagram bios is so important. Not is it only your Instagram feed that gives the first impression when someone goes on your profile, but the Instagram bio is the first thing that someone sees and reads before they even scroll down to your feed. That's why in today's video specifically, I'm going to go over the five most important components of your Instagram bio and how you can optimize it so that you can attract more leads into your business. With that being said, let's just get right into the video. Now, before I dive into the five tips that I have for you today, let's just first talk about why having a solid Instagram bio is so important. Number one, it's gonna be a really great first impression when someone goes onto your feed, meaning you need to give people a reason why they should follow you, whether your account is the perfect fit for them, or whether or not you have the solution to their problems. At the end of the day, very similar to a resume, someone is not going to spend the whole day looking at your feed to determine whether or not they like your content or whether or not they want to follow you. That's why right from the get-go, having a very clear Instagram bio will help that person's decision on whether or not they know if your account is perfect for them. Not only this, when you have a very clear and captivating Instagram bio, it also has the potential to get you paying clients as well. And if you don't believe me, take one of my students, Kiera, for an example. She's a student in my program, the Bossgram Academy, where I talk more in depth about creating the perfect Instagram bio, but because she used some of my methods, she was able to land her first paying client. So now that I've got you hyped up all about Instagram bios, let's just first talk about the first component of that bio, and that is the name section. Now, the name section is something that I've already talked about in multiple videos. I've talked about it in this video right here, and also in this video right here, and I'm pretty sure more of my videos talk about it too, but I think that because I get so many new people coming into my channel, it is worth saying that this name portion of your bio needs to be optimized. And what I mean by this is that this portion within your bio is searchable. If you actually put your keywords within this section, if someone is searching for that keyword, there is a potential that you're going to show up in search. That's why if you're just putting your name in this name section, I personally think it's such a missed opportunity because there's tons of people who don't know who you are. They don't have an incentive to be searching Vanessa or Sarah or Laura or Kim or Jim. But if you put your keywords such as business coach, fitness coach, or whatever it is that you think your audience might be searching for in the search bar within Instagram, it's going to increase the chances of them actually finding you because now your profile may show up within that search term. Now, moving on, the second component that makes a very strong Instagram bio is your niche statement. Now, this statement within your Instagram bio is so important because it's meant to communicate exactly who you help, how you help, and even the results that you might give someone. Now, let's take my Instagram bio as an example. In my niche statement, in one line only, I'm able to communicate who I help and how I help. I specifically help online coaches, and what I help them with is to dominate on social media and turn their followers into clients. And in that one line, when someone visits my profile, they're able to understand what exactly I do. So for you, as you're thinking about building a very clear and concise niche statement, make sure that you are super clear on who you target. Who is your target audience? Who is your ideal client? And again, if you need help on developing this niche statement, make sure you check out this video that I have right here where I cover it all. Not only this, in your niche statement, not only are you trying to cover your target audience, but you're also mentioning the result that you give them or what you can actually provide to them. Because when someone is stumbling on your Instagram account, they really want to know, what can you do for them? What can you do that will help them get from their point A to point B? And if you nail it just in that one line on your Instagram bio, then that's going to increase the chances of that person wanting to follow you, wanting to creep your stories, or wanting to engage with your content. Now, after you've written this niche statement, if you find yourself having a little bit of extra space within your Instagram bio, then the third component that I have for you is to add an intentional detail. And what I mean by this, instead of just having your Instagram bio having that one-liner, why not add an extra detail underneath, whether it's a fun fact about yourself or whether it's an authority builder. Let me give you some examples. In my Instagram bio, because I had extra space right underneath my niche statement, I added a little detail that I have over 4 million views on YouTube because many people who find me on Instagram, maybe they don't even know I have a YouTube channel. So this is a really fun way to build my authority within the social media space. Another example I have comes from another student of mine in the Bossgram Academy, Tiana. And what Tiana's has decided to use that space for is to highlight the fact that she is the founder of the Journal for Busy People, a journal that she actually created and sells on Amazon. And not only this, she's also highlighted the fact that she's a best-selling author. This is another way to build her authority in this space. I've got another student, Kristen, who's chosen to use that extra space to actually draw attention to her stories. And this is something that I also teach in the Bossgram Academy. If you have extra space and you're someone who focuses a lot more on doing Instagram stories, or maybe you're someone who writes really engaging captions and you want to draw people's attention to that, then this is also something that you might want to add in your Instagram bio. Meaning, you could write something like, "Watch my stories," just like Kristen has, or you can direct people to read your captions. Another thing that Kristen has chosen to do with this space as well is give her 3 content pillars. And this is something that I talk a lot about in this video right here and also in my program. But basically, she's put within her content pillars that she talks about mindset, marketing, and metaphysics. So when someone is going into her Instagram account, they know exactly what type of content to expect from her. Now, I'm gonna share one more example from one of my students, and this comes from Angie Navarro. Now, as you can see in her Instagram bio, she's basically already laid out her niche statement where she helps camera shy people become confident in their niche. Now, she builds off of that niche statement once more, and in that line below, she mentions that she helps you build a show stopping brand. So, if you find yourself in a position where your niche statement is way too long or you want to build off of it, this is also awesome space to do that. And right underneath, she's also building her authority within the YouTube space and also signaling to her audience that she also has a YouTube channel by saying that she has X amount of views on her videos. Now, as you can see so far, having that niche statement is awesome, but if you're maximizing that space and putting in that third component where you're putting an intentional detail, it's gonna make your Instagram bio really pop and really showcase the multifaceted person that you are. Now, moving on to the fourth component within your Instagram bio, and it is very simple, but a lot of people forget to do it, and that is adding a call to action. Now, we're gonna talk more about linking later on in this video in the next component, but basically, if you are someone that's putting a link in your bio, you need to have a call to action with it as well. A huge mistake that I see a lot of people making is that they put a simple bit.ly link, but they're not telling people what that link is about. And many people, they're very cautious of clicking links that they don't know about. That's why by having a clear call to action pointing downwards to your link, you're not only assuring your audience that your link isn't sketchy or scammy, but you're also giving context to someone and giving them incentive to even click that link in the first place. Now, let's use my Instagram bio as an example. My call to action is free resources. And the reason why I've chosen this as my call to action is because the link in my bio directs to my free YouTube content, my website, and other links that I have. And I personally feel when I say free resources, it's gonna incentivize people to click on that link even more, because who doesn't like free stuff? Now, another example of how you can craft your call to action is actually linking your call to action directly with your niche statement. Let me give you another example of one of my students. Millie, she has her niche statement where she says she helps women escape their 9-to-5s and launch their online businesses. And right underneath her call to action says, "Learn how." Basically, what she's done is that she's created demand and desire with her niche statement, and the obvious choice for that person who stumbles on her account is to click on the link if they're interested in learning how to escape their 9-to-5s so that they can build their online businesses. Now, at this point, I could share countless of examples of my students' work. However, what you need to know is how you approach this can be infinite ways. But what's most important is that at least you have a call to action within your Instagram bio so that you're driving traffic to your external links, which leads me to the fifth component of having an awesome Instagram bio, and that is including links within your bio in the first place. Seeing that Instagram allows you to put external links within your bio, it would be foolish not to capitalize on that opportunity. So if you have a website, if you have a YouTube channel, if you have a landing page that has your products and services, if you have a lead magnet, and by the way, if you want to learn more about lead magnets and email lists, make sure you check out this video right here. If you have any of these things, it would be wise for you to actually capitalize your Instagram bio and include those links there so you can drive more traffic. Not only this, beyond just driving traffic to your other sites, it's also important that you actually showcase more about you as a business owner or as a content creator. When someone is visiting your profile for the very first time, they're not going to be creeping you for the whole day. That's why if you're linking to your website or any other sources that you have, it's going to allow that person to get to know you a lot better, more than they would just creeping you on on Instagram. Now, if you have more than one link that you want to share, you can follow my example where I've just created my own landing page where I put all of my links there, or you can take the easy route and use a service like Linktree to make that simpler for you. Now, at this point in the video, we talked a lot about Instagram bios, but guess what? Within that top section of your profile, there's also your stories as well. And I see a lot of mistakes that people are making within their stories. So that's why I want you to hit the notification bell, because in the next video, we're gonna talk all about it. Having Instagram stories and leveraging Instagram stories is the fastest way to build know, like, and trust with your audience. That's why in the next video, what I'm gonna talk about is I'm going to pinpoint all of the key rookie mistakes that I see a lot of people making when it comes to Instagram stories. So if you wanna learn all about that, then make sure you hit the notification bell. In the meantime, while you wait for that video, I talk a lot about content creation, coaching, entrepreneurship, mindset, all these topics. So make sure you also check out these two videos that I have right here. I promise they're not gonna disappoint. As always, guys, I appreciate you. I hope you guys have a great day, a great week, and a great life, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.